Module 4, Defining Your Social Media Policy, Part 2. Creating a social media policy can be considered a work of art since it is often hard to explain at first and takes several attempts to reach what you want to accomplish. Once a policy has a definite structure and frames, steps, and instructions to follow, it can expand to define how the policy can be implemented, including employee education, postings guidelines, and what to do if a problem arises. Include specific details and directions for employees to ensure they know what their roles will be. New hire orientation. When introducing new employees to the workplace, one of the most important things to familiarize them with is the social media policy. New employees will be excited to get online and talk to other employees or brag to their friends about getting a new job. However, they are not aware that they are now representing the company and to be careful about what they post or share. During an orientation period, new employees need to be aware of the company's rules about posting online and sharing information on social media sites. Give them examples of what is acceptable and what information should always remain confidential. Ask for them to repeat the information back and double-check to ensure they understand the policy. Let common sense guide you. Anytime someone is about to post content online for everyone else to see, we hope that common sense will prevent them from doing anything wrong or foolish. While you can't stop everyone from making mistakes online, we can help reduce them. When outlining the social media policy, define rules that utilize our common sense, such as proofread what we want to post or stopping to ask ourselves, is this a good idea? The same advice applies to you. The next time you want to share something on a social media network, take a moment to think about it and what kind of impact it could have on your company or your employees. Examples of common sense rules: double-check what you plan to share, proofread your posts, use discretion when posting photos or videos, take a few moments to review what you want to post and think about the consequences. Nothing offensive. One of the most common rules of a social media policy is that employees and users are not to post any kind of content that can be offensive to other parties. Posting offensive material can cast a bad light on the company and give the public the wrong image. Unfortunately, offensive can only be determined in the eye of the beholder. So while it cannot be totally avoided, you can try to prevent some of it. We know a vast number of things that can be deemed offensive to many people, so we can use these things as a starter base. Sometimes it helps to discuss these things with employees, not only to establish the nothing offensive rule of the policy, but it also gives insight on the things that offend your employees that you may not have been aware of. Common materials that has the ability to be offensive: discriminating material, nude or sensual photos, posts with crude or graphic language, religious or political information. Rules on soliciting and personal posts. When at work, employees need to portray themselves in a professional manner, both in person and online. Sometimes employees cross that line when they want to post things on a social media site that either solicits their personal agenda or life, such as a personal blog or an ad for their couch they are trying to sell. Posts such as these should be limited to an employee's personal time and should not be done where they can be linked back to the company. Employees need to stay focused on the assignment at hand and not mix the business with pleasure by posting personal posts or entries online while at work. So when you are creating these guidelines in the social media policy, specifically state what types of posts are not to be permitted on company time, such as for sale ads, personal campaigns such as a child's candy bar fundraiser, personal stories, and photos. Case study. Paula is meeting with a group of new hires to inform them about the company's social media policy. As new employees, she needed to inform them of the many guidelines and rules when posting on a social media site, either at home or at work. On top of telling them about the rules for what type of post to make and what to generally share and not share online, Paula made sure to cover examples of offensive material that was not to be permitted under any circumstance. She warned them against using a social media site for their own gain while they are at work and told them to stay professional at all times. Finally, Paula reminded each one to use their common sense when getting ready to post something and think about what kind of results the content will produce.